Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, as always. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Ken Grombaugh back on the show. Ken is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. In fact, Ken is an original member of our Brain Trust. He goes all the way back to 1998 when he first joined us. So he's a founding member of our Brain Trust. We couldn't do without him. As you know, I'm continuing to broadcast from the Administrative Small Business Classic here in Woodlands, Texas, north of Houston. This is a senior PGA tournament and seventh year of the tournament. My seventh year to be broadcasting from the event, having a great time here, a little golf, a little small business. It's good food, good friends. It's just a great week for us. And Ken, by the way, folks, is the author of a book named, his last book's called Common Census. And he's our good friend, Ken Grombaugh. Welcome back to the show.
Yeah, good to be here.
It's good to have you back. That's the title of the new book, right?
No, the new book is called Decades of Differences.
That's it. I'm sorry. I don't have it in front of me because I'm on the road.
Okay.
And that's right. And that's the one. That one's only been out about a year, hasn't it?
Actually, Decades of Differences has been out about a week.
Well, no wonder I don't have that one.
No, wait, listen. If I had it, you'd have it.
Well, make sure I get a copy, But the one that's been out about a year is called Common Census. One of the things you want to talk about. One of the things you want to talk about, Ken, was Ken, by the way, folks, he's one of our demographic experts in the Brain Trust. And one of the things that's interesting right now, Ken, and it seems to me that it's just much more magnified than ever before, are the three primary generations in the workplace, in the marketplace. Baby boomers, you and me, folks like you and me, the Gen X folks who are in their 30s, maybe some in their 40s, and then the Gen Ys who are probably, 32 or younger. Those three generations are all working together, doing business together, buying and selling and irritating the heck out of each other, trying to communicate. Has there ever been a time when three generations in the workplace at the same time had as many different ways of communicating?
No, never before. This is brand new, and the reason is we're changing so rapidly, and the cyber world has changed everything.
Yeah, the internet and the capability on the internet,
exactly.
And all the applications that have been built around the internet, the World Wide Web, the email, instant messaging, texting. All the different platforms, social media, et cetera, is giving people a lot of choices. And you and I like one choice, and our children like another choice, don't they?
Yes, they do. I can remember a meeting that I went to about 10 years ago where there was a Gen Xer in the meeting, and he brought his laptop to the meeting. And as everybody was discussing whatever they were discussing, he would go to websites. And I was thinking to myself, how rude can he be by doing that? But he wasn't. I mean, for him, that was okay.
Well, if he was doing it out of context, meaning not helping to the meeting, he was being rude. But, I'm not giving anybody like that a pass. Let me tell you what happened to me.
Yes.
I was moderating a panel, and the people I was supporting who asked me to moderate this panel invited a young guy, probably like the guy you were talking about, and to be on the panel. And he's sitting up on the stage. I'm out in the audience the way I do when I moderate. I get out with the audience. He was sitting up there on the stage while the other people were talking. He was checking his email on his cell phone in front of everybody.
Well,
now, let me tell you something. I don't care what generation you're in. That is rude. It's disrespectful. And let me tell you what. There are consequences for that. Ken, and you know why I say that? Because that person, the people who invited him will never invite him back. They made that decision.
Yeah.
He hurt his business. He hurt his business that day by the way he behaved, because it's not okay to behave that way. I don't care what your generation is.
The fellow that I was referencing was actually, as soon as a topic came up about whether it was India or a population in China or anything, he immediately explored some facts relative to it and contributed relative to that. So I thought that was a good thing.
That's a good thing. Now, that's a way. There's no question that that's a good way to do that. But sometimes, though, you know, if he's not leading the event, if it's not his event, sometimes when you're trying to make a presentation, somebody throwing in a bunch of other things that they think are important is kind of gets in the way.
Yeah, it could. That's what we're talking about, the friction.
We're going to take a quick break. Ken Grombach is our guest, folks. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We've got more to come after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.